100 years ago today, September 27th, 1905, a physics paper was dropped into the mail, addressed to a German journal called Annalen der Physik.
The paper was penned by a 26-year-old Swiss patent clerk with dark curly hair, years before he sprouted that signature nest of white hair. The paper was just 3 pages long, and it introduced what would arguably become the most famous string of letters and numbers in the world.
E equals mc squared.
The equation E is equal mc squared, in which energy is put equal to mass multiplied with the square of the velocity of light, showed that very small amount of mass may be converted into a very large amount of energy, and vice versa.
As Albert Einstein says, vice versa. Mass may be converted into energy and back again.
It is vice versa. And Einstein, what he showed was that, in fact, these two things are the same.
That's John Rigdon, a physicist at Washington University in St. Louis. He's the author of Einstein 1905, a book on Einstein's so-called miraculous year. In 1905, Einstein published 5 major papers.
We would have no understanding of the Big Bang without E equals mc squared, because in the early seconds, minutes of the Big Bang, energy and mass were being exchanged just indiscriminately, going back and forth between mass and energy, energy and mass.
E equals mc squared also explains the power behind the atomic bomb, and it's all due to that number, c squared.
Small amount of mass produces enough energy because of that c squared to destroy a city.
So, happy 100th birthday to the physics paper so enticing, titled, Does the Inertia of a Body Depend on Its Energy Content? And happy centennial to the simple and famous equation.
Everybody knows the equation. I had to run to pick up some eyeglasses. And so, as I picked them up, I said, you know, this is the 100th anniversary of a famous equation. And the person behind the counter said, what's that? And I said, E equals, and then he said, oh, mc squared.
That's physicist John Rigdon, the author of Einstein 1905, The Standard of Greatness.
If you want to know more about Einstein's miraculous year, go to our website, npr.org.